Myths and Legends, retold by Anthony Horowitz, read by Patterson Joseph.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Isis and Osiris. The fourth great pharaoh of Egypt was called Osiris. He was a god, the great-grandson of Ra, who, according to the Egyptians, created the world. Tall, dark-skinned, and remarkably handsome, he was one of the very best of the gods. He was even known as Onophris, which means the good one, for he never got drunk, he never chased women, and he was a sworn enemy of violence. Osiris took as his wife the goddess Isis, who also happened to be his sister. You might think this was not a particularly good thing to do, but in those days, about 4,000 years before Christ, nobody would have batted an eyelid. In fact, all the human pharaohs made a point of marrying their sisters too, just to show how much they approved of the idea. Isis was a very beautiful goddess, with slender arms, a lithe, elegant body, and wonderful green eyes. She would have been easily recognizable because she liked to wear a tall helmet with a gold disc set between two horns. Osiris, of course, wore a crown and carried a scepter and whip, which were the symbols of his high office. For many years, Osiris and Isis reigned over Egypt, doing good wherever they went. The first thing they did was to stamp out cannibalism, for at that time the people were no more than savages who didn't even know how to cultivate the land. Osiris showed them how. He also taught the men how to make bread and wine. He built